This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is Devil Jack Diamond.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeehaw!
Look at me go!
Got a pair of jokers and they're wild. Me, Devil Jack Diamond. Yeah. I was thinking of Devil Jack Palance. So different Devil Jack.
Thinking dead Devil Jack Torrance.
Ooh. Oh, ooh. Mm. I am Devil Jack's inner ear. This is another big snake, but a better big snake.
It is a better big snake, mostly because it's different. It's more of like a sea serpent kind of thing, and its whole deal is that it's a mimic. It's a log mimic, like alligators are.
Yeah. It becomes a log. You think like, hey, free log, and then you try to carry this log into your boat, and it's a gigantic, like, very muscular, very thick boy.
Yeah,
like this drawing, like this is a very like meaty looking fish.
It's real powerful. You know what? I think real motivated is what I would describe its appearance as.
Yeah, he's got drive.
Yeah,
this is a go getter.
Yeah, well, if he decides that you're going down, you're going down.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah. So you know, hey, free log. And then it turns into this fish and kills you. That's really it. But the thing I want to draw your attention to is its attack rating. So, like, I haven't played Shadowrun, and my memory is a little bit foggy.
Mm-hmm.
You'll notice, like, if you go back to that snake we just did
last
time, which it was 4L1. And if I recall, 4 is, like, how good it is at attacking. L is, like, the level of a number of like boxes it does, and or is that light, and then 1 is the number of boxes it does.
Okay,
so light is like very, very low damage. This is the first thing I think we've run into that does ass, which is serious. So these guys can, if not one shot, like with a really good hit, could one shot you.
Holy shit.
These are the most capable monsters as far as pure attack power that we've run into.
Okay, yeah, no, I thank you for teaching me how to read that number, because initially it looked like 753. I was like, Jesus Christ, is this thing a god?
It's a lot of attacks per round. It's such a fucking Shadowrun, kill me. Like, that would be like the absolute worst.
You just upend a cement mixer full of dice.
Like, dump them onto an assembly line and have inspectors come by and like check. make notations on those little clicky things that they do with to count a line. That would be a nightmare, but it's still like pretty intense.
Yeah,
I think there might be a level above S, but I can't remember, but I know it's light, moderate, serious, and then there might be a fourth. It might be deadly.
Yeah,
might be the fourth one, but pretty serious.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty serious attack here. Well armored as well.
Yeah.
I love the flavor on this guy. The shadow talk here is great.
Clifton's a little bit of a drag, though. I think
Clifton's always a drag. He got our buddy killed last time.
Oh, he did. Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, Clifton's just way too verbose, I think.
Yeah, yeah. He won't shut. Like, where's the sishop?
Yeah,
this guy.
Yeah, just get rid of this pretentious dick. Don't go around like censoring the environmental person. That person raises good points.
Yep. Clifton is a real huge asshole here, because so it starts out, here's our shadow talk, three entries. Spider, real original name Spider, says like, hey, you're the trivia loving Dreckhead, which is essentially shitheads.
Yeah.
He's pretty aggro at the gate. Yeah. Like, hey Cole, you're the trivia loving shithead around here.
But if you said that to me, I'd be like, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I am the trivia loving. It's me, the trivia loving shithead. So then he says it's trivia, but he spends 2 sentences kind of dressing down Spider about how dumb Spider is.
Yeah,
and it's like, you're the one who just like answered to shithead. You know, it's just like, it's my, you know, it's
like, I don't know who's you the rang.
Somebody call for a shithead. It's me, Clifton. He just says the origin of it, which is not that fun. But then Straight Gain in the third one says that you can eat these things, which, like, monster manuals. I want that to be an entry on every monster manual from here on out. Like, what does this thing fucking taste like? How do you eat it? How do you make that happen? I want those in, like, I want to read like a cryptozoology book from, I want to know what the Jersey Devil tastes like.
Mm-hmm.
I want to eat a chupacabra.
Oh, of course.
I want a chalupa cabra. The most delicious of the Taco Bell monsters.
I mean, like, nobody knows what that meat's made of. It might as well be chupacabra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he has this whole thing about fishing for them. Like, you take a noisemaker and a grenade, you throw it over the side, it eats the grenade, it blows its guts out, and then floats to the top, and then it's like a regular log.
Yeah.
And then everybody can eat log.
Yeah, well, he talks about like filleting them on the spot. Yeah. And also it's got a good recipe that feeds 35 because again, these things are fucking massive.
Love it. Love it. I think that's very flavorful.
Yeah.
Should I say Chupacabra again so we can end on that?
Yeah, sure.
This is the week where we do meta endings because we're still getting used to the Shadowrun book.
Uh-huh.
Chupacabra.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.